From where you sit in APS, how should we be designing learning experiences that are engaging and relevant?
From my lens, I want to look at it from where does the student latch onto it, and where do they find the meaning? How does it relate to them? I've been toying around with this idea of how to embed more social-emotional learning into the learning process. In conversations I've had with counselors, the part that comes back to us is we all can remember back to a time when we were in school where we felt something when we were learning something, whether it was a connection to the teacher or something about the content itself, that still sticks with us to this day. And so I'm trying to figure out what could that look like as a counselor goes in to do work in a small group setting or an individual setting or a classroom setting with students. How do we get it so that they engage with it and it resonates with them beyond that one time that we might have with them? As counselors, they have a finite amount of time that they can get into the classroom, right? The idea that content trumps and drives everything. From my side, is there's got to be a way of incorporating the social-emotional learning component so that way it will continue to resonate within them and engage them. So theoretically, students are coming to the classroom because they've enjoyed being in your class. They've connected with you. And so now we're attacking the attendance rates, we're attacking the behaviors, and we're attacking the credits. Counselors work from ABCs, attendance, behaviors, credits. Credits, you can also, course completion,
stuff like that.
So this is something I am really trying to figure out in my own mind right now.
Well, I like the way you've sort of framed it as something that we have all experienced, right? Mm-hmm. You're sort of rooting it in, we know that there are these sense memories that are deep within us, whether we were sort of learning something that someone else wanted us to know,
right,
or learning something that really just felt, that had that deep moment of, I am learning something and I'm being challenged emotionally or, sort of within myself. What do you feel like is the best marriage of those things? Where you have this, I mean, it sounds like you're not saying, and no, we don't want content, right? You're saying, right?
Right?
You're saying you want the content to be there, but how do you marry, or what's a good marriage of the content and that emotional feeling or the deep understanding that comes from having something resonate?
So I participate in the class that our district is offering, the Academic and Behavior Through Content course. And so the premise behind the course is infusing our curriculum and our engagement with students. Social-emotional learning is embedded in that. And so this is a group of, I think when we were all put together, probably about 40 of us all together. And this is the second and third part of the class. Last semester was all about the theory behind the practice. This is about putting it into practice.
Yep.
So, the idea of how, make an instructional coach for social emotional learning. I mean, in a sense, without having other words to attach to it.
Yeah.
So, whether that come from support from the counseling department, whether it come from support from the AWARE team, or the instructors for the ABC class, how can we sit down and help teachers think about, if this is the content of what I need to get across in my lesson, what are some things to help them think through and say, this is why this resounded with me? And granted, my experience isn't going to relate to every one of my students,
clearly,
but maybe some of them, and then maybe I can think of a different means of engaging or emotionally pulling them in. And just continuing to work that. Having come from a school that did quite a bit of work around equity and engagement, some of the late start Wednesday PD time was revolved around that work. So it's there's a vehicle to help infuse the curriculum already,
yeah.
at least in some of the schools.
Right.
I'm learning, you know, what are the practices in all of the buildings, having shifted to this position. So I'm starting to see kind of what that looks like and how do we talk about a coaching model for that. Because I've actually done some research and I can't find anything that shows counselors as kind of instructional coaches
mm-hmm.
for the social emotional learning. But
well, you could be a pioneer.
Yeah, and that's kind of, it's like, huh, maybe I do go back to grad school and work on my doctorate.
Definitely an area with a lot of value, especially as we look at, you know, relationships being sort of the core of any successful educational career.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it that you can sort of make that engagement and that relevancy about the relationship between
mm-hmm.
whether it's the counselor or the teacher
mm-hmm.
or the peers? How do you see relationships being something that teachers are focusing on in APS?
I think they do it as quickly and as well as they can, given the time constraints that they're under.
Hmm.
You're
saying relationships take time.
They absolutely do. Yes, that is what I'm saying, actually. I think that giving them room to allow those things to happen naturally versus a force, today we're going to do an activity on getting to know you and getting
yep.
to know me, right?
Yep.
We've all seen that, and we all think, well, that's really kind of cheesy. but there are things, given appropriate time, can become natural. I think some of the challenges around that are, how do you do that? My background's high school.
Yep.
So how do you do that in a situation where you have a class of 35 students or more? Clearly, time is hugely valuable at that point. I think another challenge that we have is getting everyone to understand the research that supports having strong relationships with students in your classroom
yeah.
impacts their behavior and the content. And they're learning in the content. So those are some of the things that we need to work through. Ask me the question one more time because I got distracted.
No. For me, if the core is relationships,
mm-hmm.
right, and we're asking essentially teachers to
mm-hmm.
create these kinds of relationships, how either are they or how can they really work with students to better support that relationship creation?
So another thought that, again, coming from the PWR team now, with this concept of individual career and academic plans,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How can it change or shift from a very counselor-centered approach? And not every building has that now. But, you know, maybe some of the things that are happening with an ICAP or with student working through ICAP,
yeah.
shared with the instructors or their teachers, so that way it's not even about your content in your class now. Now it's about, hey, I really am interested in becoming an engineer. You're my English teacher. But this is kind of what I'm thinking, and allowing you to engage in a conversation around that.
Technical writing, looking at all of the different ways in which
absolutely.
Your content area can support my plan.
Yeah. Before I left RangeU, we did a lesson. It was a plan. You know, what's your post-secondary plan? And so we had them write to a prompt. Yeah, we did a PWR goal in Naviance. That was kind of the catalyst for their thinking. But then we had them write something using Google Docs and then ask them to share it with at least one of their teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't care who.
Mm-hmm.
With the idea then that the teachers get that and engage in a conversation. Not even about the technical writing and
right.
engineering, but just you as a human being. You care about me enough that I shared this with you, and then you're engaging in a conversation with me about
yeah.
it.
I mean, there's a really big difference between sort of forced sharing and sort of being transparent and open with someone else, right? You,
mm-hmm.
you, and the fact that you didn't say, and share it with me, because I'm going to go in and...
Yeah.
You know, like that was not the call. The call was be transparent with some other person.
Right.
Right? share it. And one thing sort of from my own experience, when my both my older children now will, you know, start assignments or things like that on Google Docs, and they'll share with me.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the day, I will get that, you know, notification.
Cool.
And sometimes they're even still in the document.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sort of surprise them and make a comment back to them and say, you know, this is really good. Have you thought about this? And
mm-hmm.
I know that those moments transfer because they talk about them at
mm-hmm.
home, because they do, you know, care about those things. And so when you're asking of kids to share and to and you're sort of setting up the teachers that, hey, these are coming. You should.
We did.
This is an opportunity for a relationship. This is
yeah.
an opportunity to sort of deepen what you already
yeah.
have started.
Yeah. And it provided relevancy to the students in terms of someone's going to talk to me about this.
Right.
And it's about myself and why I think maybe something I did in school really did have merit.
Right, right.
And it allowed that conversation. So I was really. I left Ranchi before I had a chance to hear, were there conversations that really were going
yeah.
on? So that's a follow-up I need to do.
Yeah, but I think that all of those pieces of, like, have you set up the structures to do it? Have you
mm-hmm.
allowed the time and the space
right.
For these relationships to take hold, for the social-emotional to be incorporated,
mm-hmm.
and for planning to take part with teachers or with counselors and things like that? So I feel like you've tackled this question pretty darn well.
Okay.
I do want to ask you one last thing.
Sure.
Which is, what is the question that you think we should be asking? Either as a system or that something that you continue to grapple with? What's a question that sort of either keeps you up at night, or however you want to frame that, that you really think we should be asking and answering?
Ooh, that's a big one. How do we get our families to interact with say that. Right now, a challenge that we all talk about is our kids come, but then our families are not part of that always. Especially at the
they're not always
level.
A part of the conversation.
Right. Especially at the secondary level. I think elementary school is really great about having certain structures in place for that, but how do we pull our parents into the conversation so that they see what's happening for their students and how we work collaboratively as a team?
I love that. The way in which, especially at the secondary level, that they continue to be that, you know, sort of third part of the school,
like,
right?
Still
like,
mom and dad.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. You might give them up for 8 hours, but the rest of the time they're yours, you
yeah.
know? So they're yours, but how are you also working with us to
yeah.
support what you want for your child?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think if we were really considering all of the different ways that parents can take part, right? I think that, you know, we all have ideas around, well, they can come to the event that we're holding at school, or they can come to a meeting that
mm-hmm.
we've set up
mm-hmm.
aside for this conversation. But what are all the other ways that
yeah.
they can take part? I think that would be definitely one to ask and answer.
Yeah.
Really appreciate your time.
Well,
thank you so much.
Absolutely.